Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I think the overcast has settled into some of us. We're just kind of. Second Corinthians 4. And verse, 5-7 is going to be our main verse. For we walk by faith, not by sight. But if you'll notice, it's been set off in parentheses. So that refers, it's put in there to help explain some other things. So we're going to go up to verse 18 of chapter 4 to get all this in context to see what God is talking about here. So in 2 Corinthians 4:18, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Verse 2. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that which we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Let's go down to verse 5. He that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Let's go on down here to verse 6. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Verse 8. We are confident, I say, and willing, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be acceptable of him, verse 10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in this body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we just thank you for what you've given us. God, we just thank you for your wonderful scriptures. And God, we just ask that you'll help us to understand this walk of faith here today. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, verse 18 kind of sets the basis for this. We have temporal things, things that are not permanent. We have things that are not going to last. And then we have things that are eternal, things that are going to last forever. It's very hard for us to think of eternal or eternity. We know what it means. We know what it talks about. But when we are so orientated to where we are right now in this present life that we're in right now, the 60 to 70 to 80 or 100 years or whatever it is you live, we look at that as such a long time. But if you put that on a timeline with eternity, where there is no ending, it is nothing. It talks about a vapor that disappears. It talks about grass that withers and flowers that fade. And nothing here. This is all temporal. But we as Christians must always try and focus on the eternal. Now this first portion of this scripture here in chapter 5 is talking about our new bodies. About when the rapture takes place. when we leave this world, when we go up to heaven and we get our glorified body. What we see right here, what we can touch and feel and taste and all those things, all of that is temporal. This body is wearing out already. We already know that. And it is temporal. It is not going to last forever. But we do have something that will last forever because we are designed to be in a body. And our soul, which makes us what we are, will have another body. Now that's what it's talking about here. In Ephesians 2:2 it says, "Wherefore in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince and the power of the air. The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience." We used to be disobedient. We used to go by the things of the world. But once a person gets saved, that is changed. But if you are not saved, you cannot walk by faith. If there hasn't been a time in your life that you were born again, if there hasn't been a time in your life that you asked Christ to be your Savior, then you cannot walk by faith. It is an impossibility to walk by faith. You will walk by sight. Walking by faith and not by sight can only take place if you're saved. It's an impossibility. Now you see here, verse 7 is our main verse. But look at verse 8. "We are confident." You know this. "I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body, and to be present with the Lord." Oh, I got hookum there. Okay. Couldn't figure out what that noise was. You are confident. You know, you're positive that when you are absent from this body, you will be present with the Lord. You have to have that confidence. And willing. Willing. If for some reason you was to leave this world today, or if some reason the Lord was to come back today, would it upset your plans? Are you willing to leave what we have come attached to here and be with Jesus? Willing. We must walk by faith and not by sight. Now that's very hard to qualify. That's very hard to get a definition on. That's very hard to grasp. In verse 18, it talks about the temporal, as we just talked about, things that are not seen. Walking by sight is focusing our attentions on here and now. It is making decisions based on here and now. Now, we're not talking about making a grocery list and deciding about that. We're not talking about deciding what you're going to wear. But we're talking about decisions in your life. Whatever decisions and directions you have to go in your life, is that based on eternity? Is that decision based on what is going to happen in eternity? Or is it only based on right now and today? Our granddaughters, you're going to maybe go off to school or something, college or something, you know? Is that decision based on eternity? Ivana, she's going off into school. Is that decision based on eternity? Yes, we've got to have a living. Yes, we've got to have a job. Yes. But does all of that fit into God's plan for your life? Are we basing? Are we walking by faith? Are we walking by sight? One of the ways sight walking, walking by sight, is sin walking. Walking by sin. As Christians. In Romans 14:23 it says, "And he that doubteth is damned if he eateth, because he eateth not of faith. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin." Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. If you're only walking in what you can see and what's tangible and what's tomorrow, then you're not walking in faith with your life. Hebrews 11:6, "But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For they that come to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." You see, walking by faith is trusting in the promises of God. Trusting in the rewards of God is walking by faith. Peter is a perfect example when he got out of the boat. Can't walk on water. But his faith allowed him to walk on those stormy waters. They was in a storm, and walk out to Jesus. His faith got him out of the boat. His faith made him to take an impossible step. His faith kept his eyes on Jesus until he saw the storm. And then he took his eyes off of Jesus and he started to sink. And Jesus was immediately there. Faith doesn't always work on paper. Cannot always be explained. Faith walking has nothing to do with us. At all. Faith walking does not bring any of our goals, any of our desires, any of our motivations into the picture at all. It all has to be on what God wants in your life. Faith walking is focusing our attention on eternity. Every major decision you make, how is that going to affect eternity? Every decision, major decision that you make, how is that going to affect my testimony for Jesus? Every decision you make, is it going to have anything to do with furthering the gospel or the ministry? Any major decision that you make, judge it by God. Judge everything by its eternal value. What makes something valuable? One of two things: its rarity or its endurance. Make something valuable. Eternity must have a huge value, because it's going to last forever. When you go buy something, they ask you if you want the extended warranty. That's free money for them. That's free money for them. I says, well, do you mean that's as long as it's going to last? Oh, no. Well, then why do I need the extended warranty? You know? Hey. And if you buy a 3-year warranty, and it comes with a 1 year, you're only paying for two. That's free money for them. Would you buy a vacuum cleaner if you only thought it was going to last a year? No. Or a refrigerator or anything like that? Or a car or anything? No. But what will last for an eternity? You know that Rolls-Royce has a mechanic that they fly around the country to personally take care of your car when you buy one. You have the warranty and all that. Fly them around to personally come to where you are. That's why, one of the reasons they cost so much. What is your soul worth? What did it say? What profit a man if he gained the whole world and lose his own soul? Doesn't matter. They're talking about the president. That's the most highest office in the world. If he's not saved, there's no mountains, hill of beans. You know? What is it going to do in eternity? When you step off into eternity and you've got eternity ahead of you, all of this behind is doesn't amount to a hill of beans. Eternity. Walking by faith and not by sight. All actions and decisions look into eternity. Test your walk. Do you demand immediate and are visible results for your efforts, even in your service to the Lord? Do you demand immediate results? Faith looks for the eternal rewards. Are you driven to your knees in prayer only during the times of crisis or urgency? Faith spends time with the Lord regardless of the circumstances. When you pray, do you dictate to God as to how He should go about answering your prayer? Faith will trust God's will, whatever the decision is. Faith totally trusts His answers, even if you don't like it. Faith has total confidence in God. If you're saved, are you trusting God to take your soul to heaven? I mean, that's the most precious thing you have. Well, then why can't we trust Him with our life? Or our finances, or our family, or our marriage, or our management, or our jobs, or all our health, all of those things. We can trust Him with our soul, but we can't trust Him with our finances. We got to do it our way. We can't trust Him with our family. We can't trust Him to give us a job. We can't trust Him with all those things. We can't trust Him to feed us. But we can trust Him with our soul. It don't add up, does it? Walk by faith, not by sight. We have to stop and come back and reevaluate our life. I remember one time in high school, they had these kids come in and they gave us this little aptitude type test, you know? And they say what maybe career you'd be good in or something like that, you know, and all those things. And so they did all of that stuff and everything. And then the girl that was helping me asked me, What do you think about that advice? I mean, that just blew it all out the window. I mean, she's giving me a career decision here, which way she thinks I'm aptly skilled to go and do something. And then she asked me, what do I think about it? Well, I thought you're the one that's supposed to be the expert telling me these things, you know? Some of these things just don't add up. Are you trusting God? If you want to have something to do with the... Is what you want, your goals, do they have anything to do with the gospel? It furthers the kingdom of God. What good is it going to do God? What good is it going to do God? Romans 10:17. So faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Studying your Bible is one of the best ways to increase your faith. And then exercise it. How do you know what the promises are? How do you know what He wants you to do? How do you know which way He wants you to go? As we study the people of the Old Testament, we see how they did this and this happened. They did this and this happened. We see all of those things. Those are examples for us. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Faith by the Word. The first two songs we sang dealt with that this morning. It is work to walk by faith. The old saying, any old dead fish can float downstream. Faith knows the way of obedience. Faith knows the way through the wilderness. Faith guides us through every day. Many times God puts us on the backside of the wilderness to teach us some things. But faith is still with you if you're realizing you're going to school. Proverbs 16:3, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Commit what you're doing, and He'll change the way you think. Luke 18:8, I tell you that He will avenge him speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall He find faith on the earth? Because a lot of people's faith goes out the window when they see somebody that's not doing too well. They think they're getting blessed. But see, you're thinking what you can see. You're not thinking about eternity. Faith believes and stands on God's promises. I believe the promises of God. I believe this. If I do this, I believe that God will do this. Standing on what He says. Faith also wants to work. Faith wants to do something. Faith wants to be involved. Faith wants to be at church. Faith has an appetite for the Word of God. Faith has a concern for their neighbor that's not saved. Faith is action. Faith works. Faith moves in you because it comes from God. Faith works. Faith moves forward. Believing God will protect, provide, and be pleased. Peter had no idea of sinking in that water. If Peter thought he was going to sink, he wouldn't have got out of the boat. Faith believes, faith provides, and faith protects. And it pleases God. You think of the missionary going off to a foreign land. It provides and protects them over there. We don't understand. We don't see what God's doing in our lives every day. How He protects us and provides for us even every day. Keeps you from slipping in the shower. You know, we don't even know about those things. Protects, provides. Why? Because He wants to. Because He needs you. And He's teaching you faith. Exercise your faith. How does something get stronger? By exercising it. Using it. Seeing what it does. Work with it. And faith never asks why or what if. Because you're following God's path. As we said before, faith trusts God regardless of what happens. Regardless of what happens. Regardless of what happens. I've seen one prayer meeting stands out in my mind. A lady in our church had cancer. Lolly Owens was her name. Well, I guess still is her name. She was saved. But we had a prayer meeting over there for her. And the deacons and the men, we all had a prayer meeting for her. And you could feel the Spirit of God there. You could see, you could feel it. And pray and believe. We all believed. But she died. The one healed. She was the glue that kept that family together. The family just fell apart after that. Husband, two children. You don't need to know all the details. And to this day, I don't understand it. But I didn't. It shook my faith for a while. But then I had to come back and say, okay, God, You're in control. You're on the throne. Well, why do babies die? All of these things, Why is there war? All of these things. A lot of that's because of sin. But a lot of that is just man's choices. And because he did this, this happens. It's just the way it is. God, why did I get stickers in my feet? Because you didn't wear the shoes I gave you. That's why, Well, God, You're supposed to protect me. I have faith, and I know I can walk out through there and I won't get no stickers. No. Well, I gave you shoes, But that's a silly example. But it's just as silly as somebody else said, well, why did my mama die? I don't know. But do you trust God? Are you walking by faith or are you walking by sight? Why did this happen? Why did I don't know sometimes. I just don't know. I know a lot of it's because of sin, like I said. I know it's a lot of because of the decisions we make. We go out and make a bad decision and we expect God to fix it. Hey, there's consequences out there. You plant a seed, it's going to come up. Plan a whirlwind, you're going to get a whirlwind. But people use those excuses to blame God. That's not living by faith. We live in a sinful world, and it's a mess. But God says a peace that passes understanding. Are we willing? Are we willing to walk by faith and not by sight? Are we willing to base our decisions on eternity? Are we willing to base our decisions on what God wants to do in our life? Or I just won't. I won't. Talk to several people. Well, you know, three or four. That's several to me sometimes. That have purchased things. And I've asked, and some Christians. And I says, it doesn't make sense to me. They don't. I said, you ask God. No. And they say, there's no practical reason to this. I just want it. Then you're not walking by faith, you're walking by sight. I want. Is that something God wants you to have? Fine. If it's not, well then be happy with it. Is it part of God's plan for your life? If you don't know, then chances are the answer is no. If you don't know, then most likely the answer is no. Or we don't want to find out. The only way, in verse 7, we walk by faith and not by sight, is verse 8, we are confident. I say willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Are you willing? Are you confident? Do you know? Then you can walk by faith. If you don't know those things, then that's the first step. Is ask Jesus to be your Savior. Let's stand at our feet. We're going to have a time of invitation. See how God would want to use this, what God wants to do in your life. It's entirely up to you. God gave you a free will. Dear Jesus, we ask that you'll take this time, that you'll take these precious words from your Holy Bible, that you apply them to my life, that you apply them to our life. And God, let us seek your will for whatever you want us to do. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me in spite of myself. And God, we ask that your Spirit will burden those that you're working on, that they'll have the courage to move. And if there's one here that's not saved, that today will be their day. We ask this in Jesus' name.